Democrats introduce Medicare for All bill, eliminates employer-provided health insurance. By Joel B. Polak on February 28, 2019. Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, introduced H.R. 1384 to establish an improved Medicare for All National Health Insurance Program on Wednesday, holding a rally on Capitol Hill with some of the bill's 106 other co-sponsors. So proud and excited to stand behind at Rep. Jayapal and at Rep. Deb Dinkle to announce the introduction of the Medicare for All Act of 2019. Our future physician members want quality, affordable health care for all. And this proposal will make health care better for us and for our patients. pic.twitter.com/coxrecep. Parit Sai, MD/PhD, at AmSupries, February 27, 2019. Nobody should have to choose between their health and their livelihoods. It's time for change. It's time for hashtag Medicare for All. Wednesday, I'm leading over 100 of my colleagues in ushering a new era of hashtag Medicare for All. Let's make history. pic.twitter.com/snmultum. Representative Pramila Jayapal, at Rep. Jayapal, February 25, 2019. As Breitbart News noted earlier this week, the bill would eliminate private health insurance, including Obamacare policies sold on state and federal exchanges, within 2 years and move everyone in the U.S. to a government insurance plan. Like the Green New Deal introduced by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and other Democrats earlier this month, the Medicare for All bill includes no provision for funding, though a similar bill by Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, would cost an estimated $32 trillion over 10 years. The text of the legislation was not immediately available, but a detailed description provided by supporters of the bill notes that it prohibits private insurance, including employer-provided insurance. It also eliminates restrictions on reproductive health, i.e. abortion. Another summary claims that Medicare for All would make healthcare more efficient by removing the profit motive and that Medicare for All would simplify the healthcare system by moving to a single-payer model. Supporters, including Representative Adam Smith, DWE, called the bill an expression of their belief that healthcare is a right. Media coverage of the rollout was swamped by coverage of the Michael Cohen hearings at the House Oversight Committee, which were happening at the same time as the rollout of the bill, but it is sure to receive more attention. Several Democratic presidential candidates have already committed to the idea of Medicare for All, in principle. Photo, file.